Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. So the funny thing is, with all the IQ tests and all the models, if I go to expert in giftedness, so people who work with gifted for years and years and years, and I ask them, how do you determine if a child is gifted or not? Invariably, the answer will not be to take a test or to do some kind of identification protocol or something like that. They simply say, I will talk to the kid for 10, 15 minutes, maybe play some games with them, and then I will know. And that always surprised me. Like when I was, you know, starting out 15 years ago, I was curious, like, what is that I will know? And I've questioned a lot of experts on this. And what they will invariably come back to is the traits of a gifted child. The traits that they're showing are a better predictor than an IQ test. And I would actually wager that you could pretty much calibrate an IQ test on, you know, gifted experts who worked with giftedness for more than 10 years over a broad range of people and have learned and developed themselves. They will come pretty close. And this actually aligns with a Belgian researcher called Tessa Kiboom. And Tessa Kiboom wrote a number of books, and one of them makes a distinction saying there are basically two hatches to gifted children. So like imagine a big box and it has one hatch, and that's the cognitive hatch. Those are all the thinking qualities that we talked about. You know, the analytical abilities and, you know, the application of that analysis and stuff like that. But there's also another hatch, and she calls it the being hatch. Gifted kids are being different than other kids. Their being is different. Their attitude is different. Their way of dealing with life is different. And when you tune into that and when you ask people who've worked with gifted for a long time, they will invariably come up with the same points. This varies from, you know, a very different sense of humor, questioning things, and especially questioning life. You know, if you get, you know, a 5-year-old asking life and death questions, then that's a pretty strong cue that this is not your average kid. There's also a question about authority and about justice. Is this fair? Like when I look at my own children, like I've worked with a lot of children, but only gifted children, like one of my kids has that tendency as well, is to discuss at 3 or 4 years old the fundamental fairness of grown-ups deciding about kids' lives. And then, you know, working through the rational arguments why that should not be the case. Because it feels unjust. Why does somebody else have control over me? But one of the other qualities is high standards and a risk of perfectionism, and even debilitating perfectionism. The risk that your standards are so high that you cannot live up to them yourself. And these are all qualities, a fear of failure, qualities that go into a gifted kids. So they will question very existential, very complex things on one hand. And on the other hand, they will struggle with dealing with life, dealing with justice, dealing with their own standards and forming social bonds with other people who do not have those high standards, who do not question life, who do not, you know, have complex thoughts and have complex questions. So look at your own child. Look at yourself. Look at just a bunch of kids of whom maybe you know that they're gifted and the ones you don't. And what are the qualities that you think make the biggest difference, that you think are a great indicator of, you know, your child being gifted or the other child being gifted? What adds to that, you know, that assumption, that way of looking at life? And I bet you, you will start recognizing the traits more and more and more. If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.